All right, this is Oso Friday night. We're at G4 headquarters in New York City.
What's up?
We got Mario.
What up?
Noah.
Yep.
Alex.
How's it going?
All
of a sudden it goes Barry White. Yeah. It's a way to do it on the podcast. Everybody learns.
So if I'm not mistaken, the four of us all know each other through Revaz, right?
That's right. Yes. Right, so
this should probably be dedicated to Revaz.
Ray Rivers, this
not,
is to you?
Not only is this dedicated to Revaz, this is actually Revaz's idea to do the track one of the album. So I know he's hurting over in the Bay Area right now. Actually, all right, that's how we'll introduce ourselves. We'll all go around, we'll say the name, kind of what we do, and how we met Revaz, the first time we met Revaz, and then the first track. So what we're going to do this podcast is track number ones of albums. I think this is kind of a historical moment in music because I think the next generation is not even going to have albums. I think it's just going to be songs being released. So the album was its own era, came with a record. It was a beautiful thing while it lasted, and the way to start an album is just, I mean, that puts the tone of the whole thing. So, all right, Mario, start it up, man. What are you going to put on?
All right, so my first track is from The Roots, The Organics. A little bit of story about this one was I had heard the Do You Want More album, and that was like right around the time I was getting into hip-hop, and I found this album at a record store, and it just blew my mind. I had never heard like a jazzy hip-hop album, and this one was completely different, and it was definitely in keeping with like all the different sounds. Was that
Tribe?
Well, see, everybody was coming out with new shit. So the Outkast album just came out. So everybody was like, Atlanta, where the fuck is Atlanta? So all these new tracks were coming out. And everybody was just like, High Road just came out. So it was like, Oakland's on the map. And at the time, it was all East Coast hip hop. All these different cities were blowing up. And Organics was one album that I found. And it was one of those jewels where he's like, oh my God, nobody had heard about this. When I took it to high school, everybody was like, oh shit, that's hot. And
that's
actually back then it was probably like, it was dope or some shit. But I paid like fucking a lot for the album. I think it was like $18 when, you know, they were like...
Don't trust Virgin Megastore.
$12.99 normally.
Crazy.
So
you didn't shoplift it?
That's my first check. Nah, that was fucking my allowance and shit.
I know. What are you going to do some?
My first track is a little bit unconventional. We actually pulled it from the movie The Rockers, an old reggae classic with all the big hitters.
The Rockers is actually shining on the wall right now.
Which we're watching on the overhead projector. So it's the beginning of the movie, so it's still an intro track, and it's Sara Masagana. And I remember watching this movie when I was real young with a bunch of Rossas and just being really into it and kind of not really knowing what was up. But this scene always stuck with me. And you have to see the visual, but the audio is good enough to speak for itself.
All right. Originally, before this became a G4 production, it was just going to be me and Alex doing five track number ones each. So we're going to actually start this round out with Alex's track. What are you going to bump?
We're going to be rocking 1979's classic from The Clash called London Calling. From the same titled album, and it's basically a song that resonates rebellion and truth and substance and a lot of raw energy. And
something that we're all lacking in our old age nowadays.
I'm going to go ahead and say speak for yourself, Mr. Noah Goodman. But this is going to be London Calling that I guess we're going to throw out.
It is the first track. Finally, I refuse to get sucked into the nostalgia for the good old days, so I'm the only one who's got a recent track for the first four. I'm going to go with Sleeping Lessons from The Shins, from their album that came out last year. I think the album's actually called Sleeping Lessons, too, and it is the perfect way to start an album. I mean, from the very first, like, 30 seconds, you just get completely sucked in, and you want to hear the rest of this album all the way through. But we're going to start with London Calling. Here we go.
But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
danger zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
Stop. a bad bro. I could drip and hip and then dip into Calypso. Adios amigo, which means I got Stagio. Makes you wonder about my number, guess my address or my P.O. Here's a hint, I'm from Villa with the dub, but not the Rio. Well, I'm guessing here is like exactly where the Vigo. Now, we got the Philadelphia, why not top it off with an A? The Philadelphia attic, prismatic way, I'm straight from Philly. Rugged than a hill, Billy. Just like I said before, I sport my scully when it's chilly. My cap is from the layup, my pose from the gilly. The roots is out to blow up like a clip from out the millie. All the oobop, I do drop, jazz and dig the doo-wop. From out the darkest field, I goes to pick the funk prop. You can't deny the prop, so stop before your fronts get loosened. Introducing the roots, y'all.
Go without. Till the need seeps in, you love anymore. Collect your novel petals for the stem and glow, glow, melt and flow. Serrate your fragile frame.
So I met with Ravaz at DVC in oceanography class.
Oceanography?
Yeah, we took oceanography together.
You guys were like Marxist-Leninists back then.
You got to do your requirements, you know what I'm saying? we definitely exchanged a lot of music, a lot of hip-hop together. And that was definitely our link. But my tracks are definitely definitely mindful of him. My first one is Frustrated Nigga. That's J.Ru. That was right when I started getting into politics and alternative thinking. Hip hop definitely was my window into that, into expanding my mind. So I definitely had to put that one just because J.Ru symbolizes so much of conscious hip hop.
My next track is Be My Husband by Nina Simone. This actually got into this when I was in Brazil, in Rio, and I had a music teacher that hit me with a bunch of Nina Simone. I went through kind of a little kick, and this was the first track on Pastel Blue, and it just captured me and captured really a moment in Brazil.
This next track really needs no introduction whatsoever. Look at these guys laughing. If you're from Los Angeles, California, growing up in the 90s, revolutionary, being a revolutionary was everything you... Man, you guys gotta fucking... This is whack. These motherfuckers are laughing. And I'm trying to bust out a track here. Ravaz, you see what you're fucking missing? Ravaz, where are you?
All right, Barry White, what's your track? Come
back. Rage Against the Machine, motherfucking bomb track.
All right, sorry about all that giggling, but... Every time Alex speaks, his voice goes down like 5 decibels in bass.
I can't be helping it, no boss.
So my next track's gonna be
he doesn't understand the radio.
My next
voice.
Track's gonna be everything in its right place. Radiohead. To the smog. He walks in. He's ready for mystery. He walks again. By night, ruthlessly meeting with the unknown. It's the educated field nigga, trained in guerrilla warfare, plus equipped with mental hardware. Manifesting organizational skills, cause organizational skills kills more devils than bullets. Pull it, the psychological trigger, and be a real nigga. Happy as a runaway slave in the jungle, the concrete jungle. Here's your scars wearing, here's your arms on film, but you might die if you're bare. Against the system, another nigga caught up in the system. So I melt my invisible chains and deviate from the system. No longer shall I be a victim. Victimized, circumcised by the lies of the system. It's equivalent to being non-existent. I used to be a pawn in the game, now I change my position. I'm making moves, but we're the frustrated nigga. Know what I'm saying?
Nothing can scare a nigga. After 400 years of this shit.
The pale horse triumphantly, put a saddle on his back, take him to hell and back. You could take a nigga out the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out the cat. Black cats, brown cats, all types of cats. Mental fusion, it's no illusion or delusion of grandeur, but the way we were and will be and ever shall be eternally. But you mask my present existence in ignorance. Mock my appearance, yet yearn for my essence. Steal my lessons, so I re-educate. Unlearn what was taught. Hold down the fort. Each one teach one. Now I got support. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn down to the ground. America, America, the beautiful thoughts from a frustrated nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing can scare a nigga after 400 years of this shit. A lot of niggas ain't scared.
Systematic destruction of the original man. Drugs, crime, nigga on nigga. Cocaine, morphine, nicotine. The evil of men run through my bloodstream. And the blood of kings runs through my bloodstream. This dignified bastard, hazardous to the health of America. Black rebel in your area. Psychoanalyze this, then send your forces. Cause now we mean business. You shall now bear witness to a new breed of nigga. This nigga is smarter than the nigga of times past. This nigga is the nigga of the future. This nigga will emancipate himself from the title nigga and restore his title as king. So beware, 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 beware the frustrated nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga.
Be my husband, man, I'll be your wife. Be my husband, man, I'll be your wife. Be my husband.
honest, man, you made me, yeah, stick to the promise, man, you made me, whoa, now you'd stay away from Rosalie, yeah, oh, daddy, love me good, oh,
everything.
I just gotta say, I've been giving Mario some grief the whole time. I keep calling him a rookie because he keeps talking about how he's getting shafted on his time right now. You know, he wants his 15 minutes of fame. Anyway, my turn. Anyway, these guys. So Ravaz. I met him in January of 2002. We're heading over to Spain, and the first time I ran into the brothers, tall Indian guy, we get off of the plane in Frankfurt, Germany, and stroll up to the bar and get me a nice tall glass of Jim Beam, and met him at the bar, and we bonded ever since. This next track has basically nothing to do with that whatsoever. but somehow... the doors of perception were open, so break on through is my next number one track because nice. Basically 1967 I wasn't there, but goddamn it was a badass year. Whoever was there, you know what I'm saying.
My next and last track, because I was brought in on this late, is 2-7's Clash with Anthony B featuring Culture. It's one of the first Anthony B songs I got into, and it's a classic. All
right, I was 8 years old when the song first came out, and I remember I was actually going to Catholic school in rural Ohio.
God damn.
Yeah. What's nice, I remember I was the last person in my class to find out.
What does rural mean?
It's like a small town, Ohio.
For those of you with small vocabularies.
But deep.
But deep
voices. So
professional writers.
We're all big city kids. I'm joking.
All right, I got nothing else to say. This is straight out of Compton, N.W.A.
Mm. All right, there's so many reasons why I love the Zionite track. It's the best, the livest, most energy on like a hip hop track that I've ever heard. It's revolutionary Bay Area shit. It's for me. It just at the time where I was at. You know what I mean? I was young revolutionary in keeping with the theme. It definitely crystallized what I was thinking at the time. It's my third track. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Now you're an old revolutionary.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Clash. Marcus Garvey prophesizing.
When say, Father?
San Diego de la Vigo and Kingston is gonna need
Fort Moore.
And I can see with my own eyes only a housing scheme that divides. What a libambamba, yeah.
Libambamba, yeah.
When we do several clash, he dread. What a libambamba, yeah.
Libambamba.
Rather when the two servants clash.
From the two servants clash, nothing start come out. Skeleton in the closet get put out. And some young girl were underage start broke out. A lot of positive man get wiped out.
What a libambamba, yeah.
Libambamba, yeah.
The two servants clash. He's ready.
Yo, from them time there, blood start running at the city from them time there. Man, I treat them better without pity from them time there. People start to hug up negativity. Forget about righteous liberty and fulfillment of prophecy.
Look up the cotton tree out by Perry Police Station.
It burned down.
See how beautiful that used to be.
We never see mommy about it.
And it had been destroyed.
Say blood would run in Sandy Gully. Him prophesy say poor man would lock the city. The unity between Matches Lane and Tivoli. Look to this, Theophila King Emperor Selassie. A 10 mile in say you fi stay from the bloody city. Uplift your black carry kill on Javi philosophy. Inspiration to every black family.
What a libambamba, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When the two servants clash, when man a go feel it. What a libambamba, eh?
Libambam.
When the two servants clash, he beat up. What a libambamba, eh?
Libambamba,
eh? When the two servants clash,
did you know?
What a libambamba, eh?
Libambam.
When the two servants clash, me go.
From the two servants clash, and nothing start come out. Skeleton in the closet get put out. All some girl were underage start broke out. Straight start we shout. All your best friend no bad mind start we shout. Get to you hungry but no food now the shout. Tell them I lead the people but bad chant them I give out. Hey, if you live to all, give thanks you live out. Hey, what from them time there? Blood start to run in at the city from them time there. Man not treat them better without pity from them time there. Father rape of them won't not pity from them time there. Corruption and crime a lock the city from them time there. Coke and gun the youth them a get it from them time there. People are embrace negativity. That against mommy, son against papi. Yo, them forget about the righteous liberty. Man want receive and no man no want give.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. For the punk motherfuckers that's showing out. Niggas start to mumble, they wanna run.
from?
Straight out of Compton. Another crazy ass nigga. More punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking across, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's gonna pack it. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I'll find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. You probably get mad like a bitch is supposed to. But that shows me slut junk and pose to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. REN spells Ren, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm the motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip, straight out of Compton. Compton, Compton.
His name and the boys coming
straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him, but I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see a punk pass, I smile. To me it's kind of funny, the attitude show a nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call Easy. But here's a flash. Never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I unload. You see a spark and jump over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the last penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and I'm jetting. Believe a memory, no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch who got shot? Fucker, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton, Compton.
Say whoa, whoa, come on, time to revolute. I'm a B-boy, that's all that it is. Step into the party, got a bit of pyramid.
to live today. Never promise that tomorrow, gotta make a way. So I sit on back, think bounce the back, and laugh at the track. Then I talk about your fucking singing, I'm a B-boy, saw that air. Step into the party with the fireproof plan.
Come on, everybody say whoa, whoa.
Come on,
time to revolution.
I'm a B-boy, saw that air. Step into the party, gotta build a pyramid.
Come on, everybody say free.
Come on,
y'all say me.
I met Revise back in the day, my first semester at UCSD in PS 127, poli-sci, developing countries, back when we were revolutionaries too. And we had really good conversations after the class, and actually that's a lie, I didn't even remember that he was in that class, but I met him again in another class.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
That's my story of meeting Revise.
Alex, what are you going to play?
We're going to be rocking, I don't know, what's my last song?
You sound normal again.
Hold on.
Well, you got to keep consistent. Off guard.
Oh, hold on. This isn't actually, this is a very important track to me.
Oh, really?
No, real quick. Hey, this is a very important track, buddy.
What track?
This is another, we did 1967.
Back in 67.
The Doors, and now we're going to do another 1967 clip, but it's going to be in another genre. It's jazz. We're going to go ahead and rock some John Coltrane Quartet Acknowledgement from A Love Supreme, which is probably the greatest track of all time. Go ahead and debate me on that one, people out in the real world. All of you.
Damn.
His voice just gets fucking progressively.
All right, my fourth and final track is Broken Social Scene. This is definitely...
Love this track.
A break.
I like the word definitely.
Definitely from Revise. This one is for Revise, from Revise. He introduced me to this world, really, because before Revise, I had never heard none of this shit. And this song is, I mean, for an intro song, definitely. Cacophony of sound is just, is amazing. So
I can't believe you threw cacophony into the
podcast. It was, man, that's the best way to explain that.
Thank you.
Cuckoo?
Hello.
Hey!
Woo-hoo!
Oh. What up, homie?
What are you guys doing?
We're recording a podcast.
Oh, man.
It's the G4 Summit. Hey, can you think of any tracks, track number ones of albums that you would recommend? Just one, actually.
I just texted you with one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Reich's Up, baby. Melody AM.
Ooh, so easy. Got that on, that was going to be one of my tracks. Turalu.
This one, Alex and I connected on in San Diego, 2004, in Mission Hills. Breaks Up, Melody AM is the album. What's the track name, Alex?
So Easy.
You know it.
So Easy.
So Easy.
Why are you playing favorites, dude? You don't care about the other three of us? Shit.
Yeah. What about our song?
Hey,
you bastard. We're
all
here describing how much we love you, dude.
You and I haven't danced to this track.
What's our song, Ravaz?
I'm not saying this is...
Oh, that hurts, dude.
I'm not saying this is quote-unquote our song between Alex and
Hey, bro. I love you. I love you, bro. I love you.
It's a good way to get out of that.
Tell them all of your favorite, damn it.
All of them.
Tell them.
I'm not saying our song. I was there. You were there. It made sense at the time. I'm in a different place now.
All right, talk to you soon.
Go.
I want to give you some good frequencies. 1 sound to 2.6, 2,245,
yeah.
3,032, 400.
Yeah. I'm coming over.
Do that.
I'll be there in 2.